The U.S. infant mortality rate has steadily declined over the past two decades, but some states are starting to see the reverse trend, with the rate of Black infant deaths far outpacing that of white infants. For Side Effects Public Media, Rose Conlin explains how birth workers in Kansas are working to close this gap and save lives.
Peggy Jones Fox knows what it takes to raise a baby.
Hardest work I've ever done, and I have a master's degree.
In a spare room at the Delrose United Methodist Church in Wichita, she's teaching young pregnant women about that work.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Today's lesson is about how to stay healthy during pregnancy. What prenatal vitamins should they take, and what foods should they eat? Before they go to a doctor's checkup, she tells them to write down their questions ahead of time and insist that they get answers.
And sometimes that can be pretty intimidating because we're all a little shy when it comes to professionals. So we're going to talk about that. But before we
Jones Fox is the president of the Wichita Black Nurses Association. A few months ago, researchers at the Center for Research for Infant and Birth Survival asked her to help teach these classes after new data showed Black infant mortality in Kansas surged 58% in 2020. Now, 17 Black babies out of every 1,000 die before their first birthday in the state, over 3.5 times the rate for white babies. And similar disparities play out across the country. There are still big questions about what exactly happened, but the pandemic looms large. Initial research has linked the virus to pregnancy complications, and experts point to job loss and other stressors as potential factors. Sharla Smith, a University of Kansas professor who directs the Kansas Birth Equity Network, says Black people experienced both at higher rates.
A lot of this has just contributed to the stress on the Black body.
While the leading cause of white and Hispanic infant death is birth defects, for Black babies, it's complications from being born too early and underweight. Smith says premature births often reflect maternal health disparities that exist long before pregnancy and can stem from racism in the medical field. Research shows doctors are less likely to diagnose Black women with endometriosis or refer them for cardiac treatment and are more likely to ignore their pain.
Black women are just not listened to. So there's a lot of disparities in access to quality health care within our state.
And Michelle Redmond, a University of Kansas professor and Kansas Birth Equity Network investigator, says reducing Black infant mortality means taking a wide look at all the things that contribute to it.
I think you have to really look at what we define as social determinants of health. So it's social, environmental, economic, educational.
That's exactly what Sapphire Garcia-Lease is trying to do with the Kansas Birth Justice Society, a few miles away in North Wichita. She founded the nonprofit in 2020 to reduce deaths among Black, Latino, and Native American moms and babies. Inside, there's a community fridge, a meditation area, and a room stacked floor to ceiling with free diapers, baby clothes, and strollers.
Everything that you see in here is only about a week's worth of supplies for us. And then over here, this is our lactation clinic. It's called the Milky Way Lactation Lounge.
The group is recruiting and training lactation consultants of color, a first for Wichita. They help the families they serve, who are less likely to breastfeed, continue to, despite big hurdles, like having to go back to work sometimes as soon as 2 weeks after giving birth.
Because the research tells us that if family exclusively breastfeeds the baby, that they have a higher chance of making it to see their first birthday.
Their staff of 8 doulas will give pregnancy support to around 75 families this year. Doulas can advocate for patients during doctor's visits and make sure they aren't pressured into things like labor induction and C-sections in the delivery room. It's an issue close to Garcia-Lease's heart. Several years ago, she lost her second daughter to miscarriage after, she says, a doctor brushed aside concerns she raised about the pregnancy.
By the time I went for a second opinion, she had passed away. And I was full term. You know, we were days from her due date.
Now, she works to make sure fewer Black and brown families have to go through that heartbreak. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Rose Conlin.
Rose Conlin is a reporter with the Kansas News Service.